Besiata Dishmaya Adonais Fasai Tiftach Ufi Agid Teilasecha. We've been discussing one of the most fundamental questions. Why would Hashem, a perfect being who doesn't need anything outside of his perfect self, create the world in the first place? And we discussed that the only place we want to look is Hashem's perspective, the Torah perspective, which can be the only unmistakable perspective. And many Torah sources teach us that the only objective Hashem had in mind in creating the world was because he wanted to give to us. And without a recipient, obviously there's nobody to give to. And he therefore created us to be able to receive his goodness. We discussed, however, that there seems to be an apparent contradiction to that by the fact that we all undergo suffering and challenges throughout our lives. And if Hashem created me just because he wants to give to me, why at times do I have to suffer? And we discussed what the Torah sources teach, that Hashem ultimately intended for us to receive his goodness in the next world, in Olam Haba. And the only reason that we were first placed in this world was to give us an opportunity to earn our eternal reward for ourselves. Because in Hashem's great wisdom, he understood that if we are given the opportunity to earn our eternal reward for ourselves, the level of pleasure that we will experience by doing so will be much greater than if it was just given to us as a free gift. And this really brings us to the final point of this discussion. Seeing as Hashem placed me in this world just to give me the opportunity to earn my eternal place in the next world, what exactly am I supposed to be doing in this world? How exactly do I fulfill my purpose in this world in the most efficient and ideal manner? And again, although there's much Torah literature about this, and throughout one's life, one can certainly learn more and more and digest the concepts more and more. But simply speaking, the Torah commentaries write that the answer to this question can be summed up in one word, Emunah. Let us remind ourselves that if we are studying this information for the first time, it is certainly very beneficial because we can now take this information and move towards the next steps of trying to truly internalize this information. But even if one has been exposed to this information many times previously, let us remind ourselves what the Torah commentaries teach, that our whole purpose in this world is to truly internalize the concepts of Emunah, not just to know the information, but more and more each day to internalize the information and live our lives according to their values. And as we hear this information again and again, one has the opportunity to contemplate on the information and try to apply it in a practical way to one's life more and more each time. What exactly does it mean to live a life of Emunah? Again, seeing as this is our life's work and main purpose in this world, it can be easy to understand that it's not going to take a 3-minute discussion to summarize how to fulfill our purpose in this world. But again, we are not called on to do that. We are just called on to make our maximum effort, to try our best, to grow more and more each day in internalizing these concepts. One very important and fundamental branch of Emunah, which many Torah commentaries discuss, is the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Seeing as Hashem is the creator of the world and designed the whole pattern of what we're doing here, namely to be in this world to earn our eternal portion in eternity, where we are able to experience Hashem's goodness. Hashem is also the one who knows best how we are able to go about earning our best place in Olam Haba. Hashem has given us many mitzvahs, things that we are supposed to do and things that we are supposed to stay away from. Some of them are easier to understand and perhaps more logical, whereas many of them we have little or no understanding of. In our journey towards a life of Emunah, we are called on to fulfill all of Hashem's mitzvahs as best as we can, regardless of our understanding. Because again, if Hashem created the world and he is the one in charge of everything that happens, I certainly ought to listen to his instructions based on his perspective. Although certain mitzvahs might be more appealing and more logical, but a true life of Emunah would dictate that every single one of the mitzvahs should be dealt with highest priority, including all of the intricate details. Because if this is what the Torah sources, coming from Hashem's perspective, dictate for us to do, then I can and should trust that this is certainly what I should do. The more Emunah that we have or that we might be aspiring to achieve in our day-to-day growth, the more that will direct us to treat each of the mitzvahs and all the intricacies with paramount importance.